Let's celebrate the magic of short stories and poems. They are truly magical, aren't they? They make us feel happiness, heartbreak, horror, hope, hatred, and so much more. Namaste, people. Welcome to Shweta's Basket, a weekly stories and poems podcast, and I'm your host, Shweta Singh. When I read the story that I have for you today, Dusky Isn't Deserving, I was reminded of the times when we were growing up, you know, when we were young girls, the pre-marriage days, and then the phase when we were in the market for marriage. Remember those elders who would always say, "Haan, uski shaadi to ho jayegi, wo gori hai. Uski, thoda mushkil hai. Uska rang thoda daba hua hai." I could never understand this daba hua rang. I remember thinking many times that the one they were pitying was actually beautiful. And then we grew up and the same thing started happening to me and my friends and my cousins. All this gora and samla business. You know, some people actually told me, "Tumhe kya problem hai? You are fair." Arey, there is so much more to me than just my color. That is one thing that I have no control over. There are other things that I have control over, that I have worked on. So this story stuck a chord with me, and I'm sure you will be able to relate to it in some way or the other. Either you have gone through it or someone you know has gone through it. And this is not about just being dusky. It could be anything, you know. This kind of discrimination came in the forms of she's fat, she's too thin, she doesn't have a good skin, her nose is too big, she laughs too loudly. The reasons were many and absurd. Such stories need to be told. And I'm so glad that Daisy shared this story with me. So Daisy is an author, a blogger, and a poetess from Chicago who loves writing and putting emotions in verses. She's a business analyst by profession. She finds solace in her words and calls them her tourniquet. She's an Orange Flower Award 2022 winner in Hindi poetry and loves writing in both English and Hindi. You can find her published books on Amazon Kindle. She has written a novella and a poetry book. And she's been published in a lot of online journals and poetry anthologies too. Links to where you can buy her books and her social media handles will be in the show notes. So here is Dusky Isn't Deserving, written by Daisy Bala. I was born dusky. Why did I start my introduction with this? Because this was the biggest reality of my life. It defined my scope, my limitations, my sky. I was a normal child, but this world made me feel different. Growing up, the years were a continuous flutter, brimming with stories of my complexion. Mom would always be comparing me with my cousin who was tall, fair-skinned, and comparatively beautiful. Well, this comparable beauty became toxic for me. I was strictly told against playing in the sun to avoid tanning. I was told to abstain from tea because that could presumably make me darker. Even home facials for acquiring fairness were prescribed by every auntie who superficially blessed me. Whenever I wanted to break the vicious spell and unshackle myself, my parents would intervene saying that if they paid attention from the beginning, then only they'll be able to marry me off. A typical patriarchal mindset, same old rotten school of thought that graduated to marriage. I always sparred with these thoughts, unconvincingly trying to reclaim my sanity. Still, I hoped that I would survive, that my color wouldn't affect my future, and I will be better off one day. But it did. I wasn't exceptionally skilled, good-looking, or great academically. My mediocrity irked my mother. She used it to banter with me and have fun at my expense at various social gatherings. All those prejudiced episodes embarrassed me. I would usually withdraw from them, and this made me reticent and self-absorbed. All the time that I had by myself, I would either watch the blossoms in our garden or teach our maid Gauri. She had served us since she was very young. I had an affinity for her simplicity and dedication. Though often, I felt she was leading a better life in comparison. At least, she wasn't being counseled every day to lighten her complexion and put up a facade. I had just completed college and grown into this docile, slim bud that was rampaging to burst forth. The day came when a marriage proposal was pushed my way by a persuasive auntie in the neighborhood. I had to be ready for an ostentatious matchmaking session and deck up artfully for the best look possible. I was also ordered to cake up the face to match the milky white complexion boldly mentioned in my marriage profile. The boy and his family blatantly rejected me then and there. This shook me from within. I felt insulted and humiliated. My color couldn't define my identity, right? How had I become this meek, timid girl who had believed her self-worth was limited to her dusky skin? I further retraced into my shell, becoming unsociable and a rebel. Meanwhile, the news of an alliance came for my fair, pretty cousin. The timing couldn't have been worse. This scraped my wounds further. I strictly told my parents to stop looking for suitors any further. I tried to digress from the tensions by teaching Gauri every day for her exams. I wanted her to win and stand belligerent, unlike me. That diligent girl would religiously finish her work and study hard, burning the midnight oil. Months unfurled quickly, and Gauri passed her high school exam with flying colors. She honored me by crediting me as a mentor, her pillar of strength, whereas I was trying to hold my feet in turbulent waters. I wondered, how could I be her mentor when I was struggling with my own identity? But I realized my worth soon. A piece of shocking news jolted us. My cousin is being tormented in her marriage, and her husband and in-laws were plaguing her repeatedly. The whole family was appalled, dismayed. This distressed me, even though I had loathed her for so long. Why was she tortured? I asked myself. She was beautiful and fair-skinned. Still, she wasn't admired and respected. Why? This challenged my self-created theory of dusky isn't deserving. Skin color didn't guarantee happiness. I started by shedding my shyness. A zeal to refurbish my life was knocking hard on my door. The throbbing pain of pervasive patriarchy and chauvinistic mindset was no longer strangulating me. I accepted my tenacity and decided to rise against my self-doubts. I was headstrong now. I became aware of my self-worth and was determined to weave a success story out of the shreds that my life had been so far. I started preparing for my bank probationary officer's exam and cleared them in my first attempt. Soon, the joining letter arrived. I was finally moving out of my confined zone for the officer's training and appointment. I wasn't any more a dreary caged bird I was already leaping, ready for my maiden flight into the liberated open skies. Yes, my sky had changed. It wasn't my color anymore. It was all hues of orange and purple, a symbol of my ambitions and my dreams. My identity wasn't my duskiness anymore. Now, it was that of a successful, self-reliant woman holding her ground on her terms and conditions. I had realized that my happiness and worth was nobody's prerogative except mine. And I must continue my dalliance with affirmations and positivity always. I wasn't ordinary. I was exemplary. You know, that's what I love about this story. That she finally rose above her self-doubts and carved a life for herself. The story moves from being negative to so positive. And so many women are unable to do that in our country. I think in metro cities, things are still better. Women have a lot more opportunities. But let's hope things improve all across. Well, here's to more power to women. And let's power on then to our one question section. Last week I'd asked you, how did the sun try to entice her? The right answer is gentle zephyrs. And the right answer was sent to us by Vasudhaji. Thank you, Vasudhaji, for DMing your answer. And now let's move on to the one question for this week. Which exam did the protagonist clear in a first attempt? And as you know, sending in your answers is super easy. You can DM me on Facebook or Instagram. My handle is Shweta's Basket. Or you can email your answers to shweta@shwetasbasket.com. And guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. And if you enjoyed it, then please follow or like the podcast and use the link in the show notes to visit the website and leave a comment. Rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Share and recommend us to your friends and help us reach more people. Shweta's Basket is available on 19 different podcast platforms as well as YouTube. In the meantime, this is your host, Shweta Singh, signing off. Till we meet again on the air next Friday. Bye for now. Do you want to have a website of your own? Are you a writer, photographer, actor, makeup artist, hairstylist, or even a tutor, singer, painter, journalist, consultant? Or do you have your own cafe, restaurant, resort, holiday home, shop, small business, hospital, or even a blog, WordPress, or Blogspot account that you want to migrate to a good-looking website? Well, look no further. The Geeks will help you. And you will find them in the Geeks Room at Artunzen. Just click on the link in the episode description. Yes, it's that simple to have a website. My website is hosted and managed by them. And want to know what I love about them? They are professional, customer pleasers, straight talkers, and very competently priced. So what are you waiting for? Your website is just a click away.